Welcome. You are listening to the Better Together podcast with Callie and Rosario Picardo. We take on topics involving marriage, ministry, parenting, communication, relationships, and other subjects that our listeners want to hear more about.
Welcome to another edition of Better Together. I am your host, Rosario Picardo, along with my co-host,
Callie Picardo. Welcome back this week as we talk about one of the most powerful, but at times hard words to say, and that is the word
no. N-O.
No. Say it with us. No. No. Why is it so hard though, Roz? Why is it hard for us to say no?
I think we live in a culture today where really working hard and actually working enormous amounts of time is almost like a badge of honor, where we, even when we're off or we're on vacation, we still work, we still check our phones, we still check our work emails, and we just have a hard time saying no because we think it maybe implies or shows some sort of weakness.
Weakness, or perhaps that we can't, handle it, that we're not good enough, that we're not capable enough. Or, you know, what if I say no and then I don't ever get asked again? And then I start getting passed over for opportunities. I don't want to miss out on a good opportunity.
Or, you know, I want these people to like me, or I really like this person. And how will that change their opinion of me if I say no?
It makes it hard. I mean, even just saying no to friends with fun opportunities, it's like, oh, I want to build that relationship. I want to get to know that person more. But how do we start building no? When I was in college, my freshman year, I had a mentor, and we would meet and talk about faith, and she helped me with learning how to share my testimony. But one of the most powerful things she taught me was how to say no. And in high school, I felt like it was so competitive. Everyone was competing over getting picked for sports teams and leadership opportunities. And then I got to college, and there were so many opportunities. People were looking for people to step in to serve and to do different roles. And so I got into that trap of saying yes to too many different things, and my life kept getting so full. So each time I met with my mentor, Amanda, she would ask me, and she'd say, Callie, what have you signed up for this week? So I confess what I had signed up for again. And it wasn't something every week, but it felt like that some weeks. And then she'd say, well, okay, then what are you going to drop? You can't add more unless you drop. So we would talk through what I was going to decommit from because of what I'd added. Or was I really supposed to add that thing I was thinking about adding? Because often the times was the answer was no.
I recently said no to something that I never say no to, and that is teaching. I enjoy wearing a teaching hat at United Theological Seminary, and this is the first semester that I wasn't scheduled to teach in quite some time, and I was asked to teach a course of study class, which I enjoy doing because usually those are folks within serving churches as pastors. They're bivocational. They're in the trenches. Sometimes they have one or two or even three, four churches, and they minister all at one time. And so I found myself feeling guilty at first, but I'm like, God, I think you want me to take a break this semester, and I'm going to say no to this opportunity. Thanks for offering it to me, I said to the person that asked, and please keep me in mind in the future. I just really need to not commit to another type of teaching opportunity right now.
And sometimes it's not a hard no. It's just a not right now. It might not be the right season. It might look different in a different season. Some seasons we have a different priority, a different focus, and we're in the season where we have young kids. And so when we say yes to too much, that means we're actually saying no to our kids, which we don't want to do that, but you know, they're not asking us to commit to playtime on the floor on Saturday morning. They don't try to book it in our calendar. But when the morning comes, they say, Mommy, Daddy, will you play with me? And if we're not around, if we've already said yes to something else, it keeps us from missing out on some of the things that are important. And we also, by saying yes to too much, we're saying no to rest. And we need that rest. We did a whole episode a month or so ago about Sabbath and the importance of taking rest, because that gives you margin. That rest connects you with God. It's a willingness to say, it's not about me, God, it's about you. I'm choosing to say that if you told me I need to rest, then I need that rest. And it gives you that margin. It gives you that space to be fully present in the moment. But when you are so full that you can't even focus on what's going on right now because you're thinking about the next million things you have to do, then it keeps you from being with the people you're with currently.
And sometimes you need to just pause and not give an answer right away and don't feel that pressure. So you could say, let me get back with you, or, hey, I really need to pray about this and talk to my spouse or my friend or accountability partner or person who helps discern opportunities or different things like that. So that I've learned to pause and pray, but also talk to you, Callie, to help me make decisions so I'm not always saying yes to every single thing.
And unfortunately, I think I'm the one who says, you need to say no to that more often than not, just because we're going so hard. Do I do an okay job at saying no? I feel like it's hard when your spouse is the one telling you no.
I do feel like you do a good job. I think it helps with just carving out priorities in life. And life is about seasons. And this season for us is different than others because we do have small children at home. And even though we're in a virtual world right now in terms of, you know, everybody's Zoom and everybody's having teleconferences, we still get invited out of the house, you know, in the evenings, going to meetings, those types of things. So we try not to overcommit during the week, especially my life as a pastor. I could be out every night of the week if I'm not careful, and that's not something that I want to do. I like being home at dinner time with the girls, so I don't want to miss those moments.
We also try to watch this with work trips. I had an opportunity. I do fundraising for a living, so there are always donors I could be going to visit. And working for a theological school, we've got donors across the nation. And I had someone say, hey, I'm going to be in Florida at this point. If you come down at this point, I'll take you around and introduce you to these donors. Well, I said, let me check my schedule. And I took the time also to check in with God and to pray. And I felt like the Lord was, I just kind of felt that uneasiness, kind of like that check in my spirit. Like, I, for some reason, don't feel like I'm supposed to go. But on paper, it made sense. I had someone willing to introduce me to new donors that I would be great to connect with. And I couldn't explain to them really why I didn't feel like I was supposed to go. But I really felt like God was saying no. Well, fast forward, when the time actually came, I ended up coming down with a terrible head cold and would not have been in a good space to meet with older donors because I would have gotten them sick. And the donors ended up canceling anyway. So that person didn't end up being able to connect with the donors anyway. So I would have gone for nothing, been miserably sick, possibly spreading germs, and the donor meeting got canceled. So it's crazy when, even when it doesn't make sense to say no, when you feel that Holy Spirit prompting, that nudge, that kind of check in your spirit that I just feel uneasy about this, I don't feel like it's right. And you kind of stop and think through, like, okay, why do I feel like it's not right? Am I afraid? Is it that I'm doubting myself? Are there any other emotions that could be causing me? Or is it truly just that I don't feel like this is right? And if you don't feel that, then, you know, trust that instinct. But when you feel that peace, that's often where, you know, the Holy Spirit's confirmation, the helping you say yes.
So here's the thing. When you learn to say no, you're really learning your own personal boundaries and not to overextend yourself. So when we overcommit or we take on too much, we often get resentful, or we get to that breaking point where we're tired all the time. Maybe we're irritated. Maybe we're not sleeping enough, whatever it is. And it's like, you know, filling up a glass of water and it just overflows after a while, and it takes the enjoyment of even drinking the glass of water if it's just puddles everywhere, if you just overfill over and over again.
Or you might perfectly fill it right to the brim, but then if something bumps it, it goes sloshing everywhere. And I feel like that can easily be our lives if we're not too careful. We're like, I can add one more thing, and you get it right up to the brim, but then something happens, someone gets sick, or plants don't go the way they're supposed to, and it just knocks everything out of balance.
So pause, number one, take time to pause. You don't have to, make the split decision right away. Now, there's certain circumstances you have to, but just practice the art of pause. The second thing is pray. Pray and seek God's direction as you pause. You never know what God may reveal to you about a certain thing. Maybe you're reluctant about doing something and God's actually saying, hey, I want you to do this. Or perhaps it is just saying no. So pause, pray, and then power. Power is that dunamis power. We talk about the Holy Spirit, but it's power to say no. Like, you have the power. God's given you the power. So don't play a victim. Don't think that you're powerless.
Don't say, well, I just had to.
Yeah, because a lot of times we think we're powerless, but God is saying, no, I've given you the power, and you have the freedom to say no.
And then you mentioned it earlier, but it's a P as well if we frame it this way, but check in with your partner.
Yes.
So that was the check with your spouse or check with your accountability partner or whatever that might be, but that's a P too. Look at those P's.
Wow,
Russ.
That could make it in a sermon.
Hey, there you go. Who knows? Maybe someday.
So here, there is power in saying no. And so we want to challenge you in doing that so you can fill your life with life-giving events, activities, relationships. And remember, there is power in saying no.
That's all we got for this week, guys. I hope you have a great week. God bless, and say no with confidence as God leads you.